Hello and welcome to this course on COVID-19 and its implications around the world. On this updated version of the course, you'll learn what we know about COVID-19 presented by international experts. In week one, we will cover how COVID-19 emerged and its impact on health. In week two, we will describe public health responses. And in week three, we will explain the research behind the policies, what has been done and what is still needed. Whilst the course run is for 3 weeks, you can move at your own pace and access any of the steps when you want to. For example, in response to feedback, we have developed an animation, Tackling COVID-19, Ali's Story, which is included in week three for you to share with those young enough to go to school. Each week includes a variety of formats, questions, mini lectures, audio and video interviews, and articles. Some steps are entirely new from the previous version, and under many of the steps, we have provided written updates. We have also added in some cases a frequently asked questions file next to the references, which cover questions that were commonly asked in the previous run of the course. After each step, there is opportunity for discussion. And to support this, the course team will start a couple of conversations, which you'll find pinned at the top of the comment section for each step. Typically, these will take the following format. The first comment will ask you to share your experiences or learning on the topic, and the second will be a more technical question. We'll describe these under the step so you can think about them as you read, listen, or watch the material. I'd also like to highlight the See Also resources. These are articles and other material we have found that are useful for further explanation or go into much more technical detail for those interested. For week one, specifically, we start with an overview of COVID-19 in terms of its emergence, with key points in the outbreak to date. We describe the spread of infection in people and its impact on both physical and mental health. From here, we explain how international experts decide if and when an outbreak of infection is a public health emergency of international concern. We also consider how information and risk are communicated and how this needs to be managed in a pandemic such as this. I hope you enjoyed the course and look forward now to starting week one.